digging this guy's music. That's Charlie Puth here at Sunny 101.9. That is How Long. It's Mark and Walton. One of the things that we have always prided ourselves here on this humble little program.
Yes.
Is we love to support the theater, the arts community, and all that is going on, even when they have no clue exactly what's about ready to hit them.
Yes, we are now going to take an opportunity. And Jelena McClain joins us this morning. She's executive director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Good morning. Welcome back.
Morning. Thank you.
Wanted you in to give you a chance to tell everybody that you've got an opportunity for people to get rid of cans and bottles that may have been piling up and stacking up. What's going on?
Right. So we've got a can drive this coming weekend, and we've got pickup and drop off capabilities. So we are hitting all the facets of can drives and, of course, volunteers. I know you all have been kind of talking about that. And, you know, it's not just the snow that's falling. It'll be me if I don't have volunteers. Mm-hmm. So I need those volunteers, too. But we've got that can drive this weekend. We have pickup availability right now. If you go to our website at saytheater.org, on our upcoming events page, you can click right on there, right at the top of the page. There's a sign up for pickup. So if you want to get your cans picked up on Saturday or Sunday this week, we've got pickups from 9 to 5. You'll leave them out at the end of your driveway contact list. We've got guys going around. They're going to be picking up those cans, throwing them in the back of a truck, driving them over to me, and then I'm going to deal with them. Yeah. But however, me dealing with them also involves a drop-off point. So we have a drop-off at US 41 Storage, right in Nagani Township, Unit 211. So if you want to come see my face all day on Saturday or Sunday, swing by the unit and drop off.
It'll be this blank, ashen look on her face, surrounded by all the empty aluminum and glass. But there is one thing as far as the pickup, you want to make sure they're specifically bagged.
Right. So we actually did a can drive earlier this year, and we found that paper bags don't like to stay in the back of trucks very well. So we would prefer them to be in plastic bags. So if you are going to have us pick up your cans, we really prefer plastic bags that are tied shut. That way we can put them in the truck, make sure they're really secure, and we don't have cans rolling down the highway.
I was going to say, there's nothing worse than an empty bag of cans at 55 miles an hour. Don't ask me how I know that, by the way.
I know that, too. So the way they go is they go to their website, your website, and then sign up there, and then you will basically just, as long as you tell, you know, put them out, and they'll, you guys will come and get them.
Yep, that's correct. And we'll make sure, like, every day that we do pick up or drop off, because we've got Saturday and Sunday, we will send out emails in the mornings to let everyone know we're coming out, and we'll let you know at the end of the day that, hey, we've wrapped up for the day, like, thank you so much, just so you know that we're capped off.
We'll get back to the can and bottle drive in just a moment here, Walt, but there's a reason for the can and bottle drive, and that's to raise funds for
the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Executive Director Jelena McClain with us in the studio this morning. Let's talk about that. The theater, you've been working through the pandemic with different projects, but you said before we went on, you guys have actually been pretty busy. What's the big things going on right
now? That's right. So we are still actually working on our animation series. So that our final production is wrapping up with that Lady Washington now. In about 3 weeks here, we'll have a premiere for that. So check that out on our website again, saytheater.org. But then we've got a couple of audition opportunities coming up in the next 2 weeks. Right now, we're looking at video submissions for 8th grade and under students to submit for our virtual choir if they want to be a soloist in it. We're asking for a 30-second submission of a video of them singing. So if you are in 8th grade and under and you are interested in singing, send us a video submission over the weekend due by midnight on the 28th. So check that out. Yeah, we've also got a virtual play coming up here real quick for high school students only. Now, this is something we've never done. SAYT's never done a high school only show. So if you are in high school and you are interested in doing a play online with us across the UP, you can be anywhere. Get online, go to saytheater.org, check it out. We're asking for a 30-second monologue for that one. So
The animation series, it was the last time we spoke with you, and a very, very laid-back, quiet child that came with you on this one here. But how did that wind up going, that last one that we had?
Really well, actually. Good. Really, really well, yeah. So our animation series, that we get to put it right online, and people have all day streaming for $5. And so now we just actually closed Piglet, our second show in that. And that one, the author even got to watch because it was online. So he wrote us an email afterwards. He was like, wow, I got to see your animation show. My play's never been done as an animation. What an awesome experience for me, too. So it's really a unique experience for all of us right now.
All of this is at your website, which is
saytheater.org. So
That's also where you have the info to sign up for the can drive here this weekend. What are all the vitals?
That's correct. So our can drive this weekend coming up right away. So we can do pickups or drop-offs, as we said before. Pickups are on Saturday and Sunday between 9 and 5. If you want your cans to be picked up, they do need to be in plastic bags, and we prefer them to be in an accessible location. If it's snowy out, please make sure there's a nice clear path for us too as well. I know a couple of people who have filled out forms already have told us that they will be in the shed and the shed will be open in their yard. So feel free. If you're willing to put in those little details for us, we will find those cans and pick them up.
I watched my wife type it in. End of the driveway.
Yeah. My wife sends me an email after I sent her the link to what you guys are doing, Jelena, and she's like, yay, big letters, signed up for Saturday, you know, and everything. And I'm like, okay, great. But again, that's all at your website, which is?
Saytheater.org.
And you are more than likely going to be looking for a lot of volunteers this weekend.
That's right. That's right. So please send me an email. Check it out. We've got an info form on the website. So if you are looking for volunteer hours, maybe you're a student at NMU or you're just hanging out in town, you got nothing to do this weekend, let me know. We would love some help sorting those cans.
Jelena McLean with us this morning, executive director of over at the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Thanks for your time. Good luck with it.
And, thank you. I look forward to your cans.
Yeah, you. Somebody's got to.
I don't think anybody's ever said that to me before.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
If you missed any of the interview, it'll be posted at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the info so you can get your returnables picked up this weekend.
And we'll leave
and
all
help
the,
out the Superior Arts.
And then we're done with the can jokes for now. We'll pick that up after 8 o'clock here at Sunny 101.9.